Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
I'm Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church. We're glad all you are here today, and we've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit, and that actually is the character of God. It's God's character. And Nehemiah, if you understand, Nehemiah was called to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And when he rebuilt those walls, cities back then, the walls around the cities were so big that you could literally drive a chariot and horses up on top of the walls. And then your enemy would start heaving big stones and big iron balls at the city to attack. Those walls were so big and built in such a way that at times you wouldn't even know you were being attacked. Those walls represent God's character. When you are in the fruit of the Spirit, it's like you got a wall around you of protection. And the enemy can be attacking you, and you're like, you don't even know you're being attacked. Am I making sense? That's really how it is. But you see, this character has to be developed. And it's developed in Christ, in the body of Christ. You have to be plugged in to the church. The church is the body of Christ. The church is who Jesus is coming back for, right? And you got to be, well, I go to church here, I go to church there. No, you got to be plugged into a local church where you can have accountability, you can be in a life group, and you can grow and develop this character that He created you for, to do His will. You see that? He wants you and I to do His will. We try to do it all ourselves, and we mess it up. Am I talking to the right people? So that's the idea. We have to grow and develop this character. And I don't care what family you've come from. I don't care if you're educated. I don't care how educated you are. It doesn't matter. That's not what we're talking about. When you think you're better than anybody, you got a problem. You got a major problem. When you think you're better, well, I never did drugs. I never did that. Oh, I never got into that. You were into something else. You were into pride. Everybody is at the same level at the foot of the cross. Everybody. When you think you're better, you're not superior to anybody. That's what you think. I've had people say, I remember, well, I never went through all that. My family never did that. We just, I got it all together, You don't have it together. You need God to help you in your life. Am I making sense? We all need Him. And you know where you find Him? In the church. In His church. Because He's building a church the gates of hell will not prevail against. Now listen to me. You'll find that in Matthew. So now listen to me. When you get saved, you repent, right? Repent means change your mind. Metanoia. Repent. When you repent, now you're saved from your sin because of what Jesus did. He shed His blood on the cross to save you from your sin. Past, present, future. So you repent. The word repent, back to pentacle, highest level. To get to the highest version of who you are, it takes repentance. Coming back to God and getting your sins forgiven And now you begin a relationship with him. Repent. Remember the word repent in Greek? Metanoia. Noia means mind. Meta means change. Repentance is really, now look, so when you change your mind, think about this. That's called remission. Now you've been remissioned to what you were created for. Now it takes submission. Pay attention. Submission. Now I'm under the mission he's created me for. God's mission is his church. We are on a mission to help him to do his will and redeem the world back to him. Pay attention. Without being connected in the church, you're not connected in Christ. If you're bouncing around everywhere and you don't have, if you're not serving in a church, you're not giving in a church, you're not under the word of God in one church, you're not in Christ. Well, that's a bold statement. Listen, remission, submission. If you don't have submission, you won't submit. If you can't submit to a man you can see, you'll never submit to a God you can't see. And see, that's when it starts to happen when nobody's around. You're Mr. Independent. You'll make some decisions out there that aren't going to give God honor. Am I making sense? So here it is. When I'm willing to submit, now I'm developing. I need people in my life to challenge me in areas that I struggle with. You see that? Am I making sense? You start loving people, you start loving your wife better. Because there's people in here helping you understand that. See, the church has people in here that you need in your life that weren't there when you were little, when you were growing up. Everything you need's in his church. He'll show you how to love your wife, how to be a man of God. He'll show in the church. You can't learn that anywhere else. We need the church. Now watch. When you're under his mission, those things take place and it all starts to make sense. Now you have remission, submission, commission. Commission means he's with you. He's helping you now. Now I go to work and the boss has been breathing down my neck and calling me every name in the book. And has bourbon breath. I used to have one of those. I start praying for him. I start loving him. I start treating him way better than he's ever treated me. That's because I'm on the Great Commission. Because I learned under submission how to love my enemies and bless those who persecute me. You can't learn that if you're not under submission. So what you'll do if you're not under submission, you'll go there and wig out. You'll start murmuring. You'll bring that mess home to your family, my boss, and now it's contaminating your family because you're trying to do it in your own strength. You're not in commission. You're trying to do it yourself. You can't do it yourself. We need each other. I need to submit to you, and you need to submit to me. You need to submit to one another. When we understand that, it makes things clearer so you can see. And you need that for your children and the people that matter the most to you. You see that? Because now he's with you in your decisions and everything you're doing because you're on the Great Commission. The Bible says, submit to God and resist the devil. First have to submit to God. How do you submit to God? I'm in his church. I'm hearing his word. I'm talking to him. I'm dependent on him. I'm submitting to him. Now it says, resist the devil. The word resist means frustrate. You frustrate the devil when you're under God's submission. When you love people that aren't loving you and are mean or a snake to you, the devil is frustrated and hided like a scalded dog. Are you listening to me? But when you try to get it out on your own and, they won't leave me alone. Now he's coming in your house. You're bringing it in. Because you're trying to do it yourself. and you can't do this yourself. But I pastored this church 11 years by myself. I had other people helping me, but I didn't have a wife. I didn't have somebody, you know, helping me that way. But I was dependent on this church, the people. And the development took place. And God gives you the desires of your heart. Am I making sense? So you can go 11 years without you, a woman or a man. When you stay in the church, we all need healing. Everybody in every seat here needs healing. So don't think you're one of those and you don't. Well, I don't. Yes, you do. If you think that, you need more than anybody. So now, think about this. When you're in here, development's taking place. And you start to, man, it's like you start to see things working. And now your discernment is increased. And now you discern, you know who's next to you. You better know who's next to you. If you're single in this church, you better not even think about getting married until God shows you who you're supposed to marry. Don't even think about it. Because that's the most important decision outside of your Christ that you'll ever make. And it can destroy you or it can put you in paradise. So now look, we've been looking at self-control. So self-control is really an outcome. It's not something that takes place because I grit my teeth and I exercise and I do everything to make it happen. Self-control is just a response from your relationship with God. See that? In other words, I used to have a bad temper. I no longer have a temper because I got co-mission going on. He's helping me. He's helping me with how I respond to people. You see that? I no longer have to go on to a spending spree. What do they call that? Retail therapy? Yeah, you don't have to do that because you got your co-mission with you, right? He'll tell you what shirt to pick out, right? Yeah, he'll help you. He'll help you with the simplest things. You got co-mission going on. He wants to help you in every area of your life, in your finances. We got to understand this. When we understand this, and you see, when you begin to tithe, that is a principle God's established to help you to get to a place where you can pay your bills. And you're not always broke, busted, and disgusted. God will make sure you have your needs met. Amen. Am I making sense? Because when you don't want to tithe, you're saying you can do it better. And you can't. We need God. And that principle comes from God. And he wants you to do that in a way so he can help you get your finances in order. Because I'm going to tell you, things are different out there, aren't they? I saw somebody the other day, and they were looking at their bill from the grocery. You know, oh my, going on and on. I thought, okay, I get it. Look at me. When you have that principle in place, I don't care how expensive groceries get, you're going to be taken care of. Yeah. Are you listening to me? I don't care how high gas gets, you're going to be taken care of. The worst thing you can do is complain about it. Just stop complaining about it. God will show you, he will give you ideas and understanding and wisdom that the world knows nothing of. I'm telling you, and you're going to be taken care of. It all happens in his church. You see, the enemy uses those things to try to make you look bad. You see, because when you can't pay your bills on time and you can't have peace because you're worried about that car payment and all those things going on, well, that causes problems. Amen. And anxiety and fear, right? Anybody be ever afraid, I'm not going to have enough? That's fear. We're talking today about fear. And I'm going to help you understand some things. All right. I don't know it all, but I've been on this journey for a minute. And God has shown me, and I put this word in place, and it brings freedom and deliverance in your life. And he does give you the desires of your heart. Now look, self-control is an outcome. We're talking about reigning in life now. We're going to reign in life. We're going to reign over our temperaments. We're going to reign over our finances. We're going to reign over sin in our life. Give me Romans 5:17, real quick. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who death reigned. Death means separation from God. Adam's, when he fell, he was deceived, right? Eve was deceived. The Bible says, right? Eve was deceived. She spoke to Adam, and Adam sinned. So what she said to Adam, because you know what? God created you and I with verbal needs. What she said to Adam caused the whole, all of us creation to fall under sin. So what you say to your husband, you better pay attention. I like it when Donnie tells me I'm handsome. And I know you don't think I am. That's okay. But as long as she thinks that's okay, I'm good. Because I'll tell you what, I like you. She likes to see my muscles, and you know, when I'm getting out of the shower. That's all right. But now think about this. We do have needs. But you see, when you don't understand that, and you start spewing out all this negativity, now you're the one tearing your own house down. You're under the reigning of death, separating from God. But when you understand, we're to reign in righteousness. Now look, those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will what? Reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only one that never sinned. So he made it possible, and he paid the price for our sin through his blood on the cross. Past, present, future. When we understand that, now we can be who he created us to be. Last week we talked about desires, right? And we need to get our desires under God's wisdom and under God's knowledge. You know, we do need, the word knowledge means knowing God. Knowing God. That's what the word knowledge means in the Bible. We're to be filled with the knowledge of his will. So we need the knowledge of God to help us with our desires. That's what we talked about last week, remember? And remember, Isaiah prophesied, Isaiah 33:6, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times, of the days you're living in. We need his wisdom and his knowledge. We need to know him, have a relationship with him, and that's going to bring stability in our lives. We just don't see, there's a knowledge that means I just know about him. That's not the knowledge we need. That's the world's knowledge. We need God's knowledge. I know him, not just know about him. Making sense? So now think about this. Go with me to James 4 real quick and look what it says. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from the desires? Remember, our own desires. Remember what we talked about last week in James 1? But each one is drawn away and enticed by his own desires. See, our own desires draw us away from God. And that's what we have to understand. When we get our desires under his auspices, they'll draw us to him. And then he will give you the desires of your heart. Because he's changing your heart. See that? He's giving you his desires now. Now those desires become yours. And he wants the best for you. And that's what you get. You get his best when those desires. We making sense? So now look. Do they not come from your desires for pleasure? What it means is you're trying to please yourself. You're trying to please yourself, your feelings, and your emotions. You see, that's something we got to get understanding about is your feelings and emotions. When your feelings and emotions, they'll always take you to a wrong place. See, that's why people get hurt in church. You get hurt in church, you need to get over in church. Because your feelings and emotions are what being hurt, and God wants to help you with that. When you get hurt like that, he's trying to show you something he's trying to help you with. That's important. So don't let your feelings and emotions get hurt and push you away from God. That should draw you to him and be dependent more on him. You see that? Your own desires will take you away from God. And this is what I'm trying to help you see. We need to get it under. Your emotions and your desires, when you have them in a healthy place, we're talking about fear today. But when your emotions and desires are in a healthy place, I don't have the need to be liked. I don't have the need to be liked because I'm secure. When they're in a healthy place, you're secure in who you are. See, this is all about identity. Identity. When your identity is clear and it's coming from God, your relationship with God, now you're secure. You see, when I know God loves me, and I know Donita loves me, are you listening to me? I know. I have knowledge. I know she loves me. But I didn't really know that because I knew God first. And I didn't even connect with that until I understood from him first. You see this? When you know God and you know he loves you and you got somebody you know loves you, I'm not looking for you to fill my tank. I'm not looking for you to help me in my emotions. I'm not looking for you to fulfill my desires. He is and she is. And my kids, the people who met, are you, the people who are going to be with me when I need people the most. Because see, the worst thing you can do is tell people about your problem. When you go around telling everybody about your problem, they don't care about you. They're going to say they do. They're not paying your bills. God is paying your bills. Now listen, when you go around talking to everybody about your problem, that's the worst thing you can do. You need to talk to God about your problem. You hear me? Here's what people do. They go through something, they get their feelings hurt, and they're oh, you so-and-so did this to me. I can't believe it. I can't believe they're doing this to me. Quit telling people that. When you tell people that, they're miserable too. And they don't mind you, but they like hearing your bad stuff. So they can be, want you to be. I talked to somebody, who'd you get that from? My boss. Oh, your boss? What's going on your boss? Oh, they just got divorced. Well, they're miserable too. Am I making sense? That's what happens. When you tell, don't get on the internet broadcasting all your problems and telling people. That's the worst thing you can do. You'll never get healed, and you'll never get your problem solved doing that. It will bring demons in your house. When you talk to God, only God has your solution. We're to come boldly to the throne of grace, says in Hebrews. You see, what happens is you start tripping on something that God never said, and you're tripping on it and over it. That's dope right there. That's the truth. Here's what happens. You will only pray in proportion to your clarity of your identity. So you'll pray, help me, Lord. I can't get no help from nobody. I'm calling everybody. I can't get no help. Well, you know what? You're not going to get it. You need to pray boldly. God, you said in your word that you will never leave me nor forsake me. So I may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. You remind him of what he said to you. And that's a bold prayer. And that prayer gets answers. Are you listening to me? You need to pray like you know. You need to pray like he's your father, not some stranger. You see that? And quit going to people with your problems. People always want to, because we want to feel better. We want them to know what we're going through. That's the worst thing you can do. You hear me? The best thing you can do is talk to God about it. You know what he'll do? He'll tell you who to talk to. And then you'll call them and get you some real help. And they may not tell you what your feelings and your emotions want to feel, but they'll tell you something that will put you on a solid rock and start going in the right direction. Am I making sense? Come on, am I making sense? Your feelings and emotions will always move you in the wrong direction. And this is why we got to understand, we got to get control over this area of our life. Fear is an emotion. Fear keeps people, the fear of man keeps people out of the will of God. Yes, now look. You lust, what's lust mean? Deceitful desires. You lust and do not have. You murder, the word murder literally means, it literally means you hate. When you hate somebody or you gossip. When you gossip or you hate somebody, it's equivalent to murder. God hates gossip. You see that? God hates it and he can't stand it when you hate someone. Look, you murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war. You do not have because you do not ask. You're not asking God. You're not trusting Him for your dilemma. You're too busy going to other people. You see that? And then you got this strife in you, and you're pouring that out around the supper table, and you're pouring that out in your family and in your own thought life. You're walking, driving down the road, confabulating about something somebody did to you a long time, or something hurt your feelings, and you're trying to find somebody to get you some help. Only God can give you help. Am I making sense? You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss. That means your elementary prayers. Oh, be with me, God. He's already with you. Be with him, Lord. You need to remind him of what his word says and talk to him about it and pray boldly. What's he say? Go boldly to the throne of grace that you might find help and mercy in the time of need. You will find real help when you go to him. But when you don't, and you're telling everybody else about it, you're just making your problem worse. You're compounding the problem that you may spend it on your pleasures. You see that? You're asking amiss because you're really not serious about your prayer life. You're too busy worried about feeling good. What makes you feel good? What makes you look good? See, that's one of the biggest insecurities out there is your image. Check it out. Check out the psychology. One of the biggest insecurities is what you look like. Well, how you look to people. You need to get over that. Well, I'm not as attractive as others. Yes, you are. Who do you think? Donita tells me I'm handsome. I know all you don't think that. And I don't give a hoot. But I know she does, and that's all that matters. Amen? Come on, am I making sense? God made you the way he made it. Ain't nobody like you. I know that's not good English, but it's ain't nobody like you. Nobody has your thumbprint. Nobody has your nose. Nobody has your toes. Nobody's got what you got. It's all different. That's because you're unique, and God has a plan and purpose for you. And the only place you can get understanding of that is go to the one who created you. He fearfully and wonderfully made you. He took his time to make you the way he made you. So look in the mirror and say, look what the Lord has done. That's not pride and arrogance. That's humility. Because I'm fulfilled in what he's showing me about who I am. I like me. I know I want to help people. I know I do what I do to help people. I like me. When you start to understand that, you start to like who you are. And when you like and love who you are, you can help others. Yeah, come on. You can love your neighbor, even if he's being ornery and spit. Am I making sense? You can't give away anything you don't have. All right. Adulterer, look what he calls us. Adulterous, adulterers and adulteress. Spiritual. He says you're going to bed spiritually with some other form of God that's not helping you at all. That's what that means. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever, therefore, wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. That's why we got to get rid of this fear of man. We got to get rid of it because it is insecurity. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? The Holy Spirit is jealous.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sidney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.